Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Around this time tomorrow morning, we're going to be packing up the big K-Fine monster truck and heading off to Hoxie.
Home of the Mustangs.
I've decided to actually take a Mustang to Hoxie.
Oh, that's good. Are you talking about a car or a horse?
A horse.
Well, that should be fun.
See y'all in 4 hours.
Have you ever been, like, have you rode a horse when we're around ever?
Yeah, we remember when Michael Jackson came in from Diego Ranch and brought the horse, and all of us rode it in the parking lot except for David?
I had stuff I had to do.
I forgot about that.
I was busy.
So the legitimate story with this one, and I forgot about it, was that David the Barrel Boy actually came inside and hid.
We found him under the table.
I had work to do.
That's not even a lie. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. So dude brings out the horse, and we all ride in the parking lot. We're riding in a circle. Like, the horse can't go anywhere. He's not going to buck or anything like that.
Your son was like 6, and he rode the horse.
Well, good for him. I'm glad he rode a horse. I was busy.
Our general manager rode a horse.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's not true.
He did ride. Didn't he ride it? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah.
You're lying.
Everyone did but David.
But David. Legit, I came in looking for him. David legitimately was hiding.
Mm-hmm. I was not hiding. I was not hiding.
You were scared of the horse.
I wasn't scared.
Like, you were scared of the animal control dog.
Well, he wanted to save the horse.
Whatever.
He'd rather ride a cowboy.
Oh, man.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, today's Thursday, August 24th of 2018, and Jonesboro police are investigating an alleged home invasion that took place yesterday morning at an apartment complex on South Caraway Road. If you have any information, it could be worth cash. Call Crime Stoppers at 935-STOP.
Residents of Hawaii are preparing for Hurricane Lane. The Category 4 storm could slam into the islands today with winds exceeding 100 miles per hour.
And Ohio State has suspended head football coach Urban Meyer for 3 games without pay after an investigation determined he permitted misconduct to continue involving ex-wide receiver coach Zach Smith.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
When you look at me and you look at Kim Kardashian, you probably don't see a whole lot of things in common.
No.
Actually, nothing.
But y'all, we are so similar. Like, totally. What? I'm going to blow your minds coming up after this one.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So it's kind of crazy, and I know when you think about me, you probably don't think that I would have much in common with Kim Kardashian.
Well, you do have a nice bronze going on today.
Oh, you think so?
The same. Yeah. Well,
thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Anything else that makes you think that Kim Kardashian and I are similar?
Well, stand up. Let me see.
What is that supposed to mean?
Easy now. I have been known to have some junk in the trunk. Whoa. I've got that honky-tonk badonkadonk.
Wow, thank you, Trace.
Or I could have that new booty, right? But it's not that, y'all. David, I want you to sing this to everybody this morning.
I found you, Miss New Booty.
Bring it back to me.
All right, that's what you get from us. Yeah. I remember the days of Terry Wood doing that. He was playing those songs as well.
Terry and Michael, back in the day.
they played a lot of hip-hop.
I heard they actually had a twerk team.
They did. I mean, that's just what they, you know, and then they had that dog who twerked as well, the Dalmatian.
They called it Terry's Twerkers.
Yeah, that's what it was. What?
Terry's Twerkers. That's hard to say. Okay, give me a break.
So Kim Kardashian did this photo the other day where she's taking a picture and she's wearing, like, she's showing what they called in the old days the whale tail. And it was a Gucci thong, right?
Uh-huh.
And people kind of went back and were trying to figure out, hey, has Gucci started putting out thongs? And they realized that Kim's had this for a long time. And that, like, the guy who put this out actually put this look out in 1997.
Golly.
So the thong that Kim Kardashian had on in the photo is actually older than Kylie Jenner.
Oh my goodness.
And here's how it relates to me. I have underwear. Mm-mm. And sometimes, Brandon, if your underwear drawer is emptying out, you have to dig underneath some stuff to find other underwear. Because I didn't know where my other ones were. So I'm getting ready to take a nap, and my wife spots me in my underwear. And she calls me out on my underwear. Because I've had this underwear the entire time I've known my wife.
And how long has that been?
Well, it's been for well over 10 years that I've had this underwear. And I don't think it fits quite the same as it did 10 years ago. But I was a little bit self-conscious in it.
It's not a thong, is it?
No, it's not a thong.
Oh, you my gosh.
You had me concerned for a minute that you were wearing an old thong.
No, let's do a thong check. I don't have one, see?
That's weird.
David, let me see. That,
all right,
y'all
here we
are
go.
Weird.
Let me end over. Here we go.
Not, nothing on go. David.
No, don't even look at me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ben Affleck, and there's a big story out today that he has gone back and checked himself into rehab. So evidently, things had kind of spiraled out of control again for Ben Affleck. We heard about his relationship with Lindsay. Shook us kind of breaking up. He was recently spotted over the last couple of weeks with a Playboy playmate. Anyway, it ends up with a knock on the door, and it's his estranged wife, Jennifer Garner. And Jennifer basically says, hey, I've seen the stuff. I think you might need help. And he agreed to go to a treatment facility. So Ben Affleck checked in last night. It looks like one of those extended periods of time where he's going to try to get his life back on track. But I think it's cool that Jennifer Garner saw that and thought, you know what? I want to help take care of him. Even though we're not together as a couple, she still wanted to make it work for Ben Affleck.
Got you gossip on Pink. So during a show in Australia, she stopped singing in the middle of a set after she read this sign by a young girl. And the sign read, my name is Leah. I'm 14 years old. I lost my beautiful mom last month. I would love a hug, please. So, of course, Pink's a mom. She has that empathy. She, after reading the sign aloud to the crowd, she came down to find Leah. She gave her a big hug, took selfies with her, signed, it says it signed her arm. And later, she said, Leah later said that she was crying a lot. And Pink said, hey, don't cry. You look so pretty. Everything's going to be okay. So, just apparently, just months before the concert, Leah and her mom had bought the tickets to go to the concert. And her mom was obviously not able to go. But how cool is that?
That's an awesome story for Pink. And just an emotional moment that little Leah will never forget.
Yeah. And we got you gossip on the Big Bang Theory. And the time has finally come. With the start of every show, it has to come to the end.
Yeah.
And the Big Bang Theory is going to end in May of 2019, which will be its final 12th season. And it also makes it the longest running multi-camera series in television history.
Really?
Which is pretty big stuff. 279 episodes, 52 Emmy nominations for a show that started back in 2007. But that final season begins next month, September 24th. And it's kind of a wild deal. All the cast and crew are like, I don't even know what to do with my life after this show is over. And it's a show that wins in the ratings almost every single week. It's kind of crazy to think that The Big Bang Theory is coming to an end.
Well, I think the cast thought they had one more season.
Ooh.
I think it was a surprise that Kaley Cuoco was talking about that. Hey, I read a thing, or actually I saw it on YouTube. Somebody who was offered a role on that show who thought there's no way this show's going to work. Macaulay Culkin was offered a role on The Big Bang Theory way back when it started. And he was like, this sounds like a kind of boring concept of nerds living around a hot chick.
There is so much money he just missed out on.
And it turned out to be a pretty good decision there to have The Big Bang Theory. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Tomorrow morning, we kick off our K-Fine High School tailgate tour, all powered by Glensane Motors. And we are excited to be going to this high school.
We are going to Hoxie!
Thank you, David.
Did my voice crack a little bit?
We'll see you tomorrow morning, Hoxie.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, when I was reading this story, all I could think about was that music video that Brandon was in when he was trying to get the girl back.
Further Down What You Say, available right now on YouTube if you go check it out.
Available on YouTube.
I mean, you can go watch it. You don't have to buy it or anything. You can just go watch.
Anyway, there's a 50-year-old guy named Roy in England, and back in 2016, he got engaged to a woman named Kay. She decided to break things off, so he just kept trying to get her back and get her back and get her back. But it got so bad, she had to get a restraining order against him for him to finally leave her alone. But last summer, he came up with one more big scheme. This is just, oh, it's so bad. He wrote a letter pretending to be the ghost of the lady's deceased mother.
Oh, that's bad.
It was so bad. And in the letter, he told Kay that she should get back with Roy.
What?
Exactly. Mm. Well, obviously,
that's bad.
She realized right off the bat that, yeah, this is not my mother, and it's probably Roy, because, well, it mentions Roy in the letter. So she called the cops, and now the guy is facing 4 months in prison
for violating
the restraining order.
Yeah. Really?
So, Brandon, that note you sent, you may want to go try and get that in the mail.
Oh. Wait, a restraining order based on a note? Is that possible?
I guess so. I didn't realize that. I thought you had to be like physically within like a certain proximity of the person. I didn't realize a letter or a form of contact like that would actually work.
That's wild.
Mm. That is pretty wild. But what's even wilder is this ghost dancer. Have you heard about this? Do you know which ghost is the best dancer?
Ooh, I don't know that.
The boogeyman.
Has this been the worst string?
It is.
More proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Y'all, my girlfriend is having a bad morning.
Oh, who's your girlfriend?
Does Rachel know about her?
No. Fiance, girlfriend, they're the same thing, okay?
She's having a bad time?
She's having a really bad morning.
Oh, no. Can we get to that in a second?
Yeah,
can. Can we call her?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that bad?
Yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David's telling us that his... Fiance, David. She's your fiance, not your girlfriend.
Yeah, fiance, girl. It's all the same.
No,
okay?
It's not.
It is the same.
No, your fiance is different from your girlfriend.
Whatever. Okay.
They're different people.
Okay, don't. No. You set me up and I'm going, okay. Yeah, you're right.
You're
so good at that.
They're totally different people.
You're right.
All right, so legit, you're saying that Rachel, your fiance, is having an awful day today. So if you think your day has started bad, let's see if Rachel's day is worse.
Well, here's the thing. She's a teacher. She's already stressed out. It's like the second week of school, and she's into like the real content. Out of intro week, and she's concerned about everything she's having to do now. And so how does she start off this morning? I get a text somehow at 6:30 that said, "Well, my day's going great. Just dropped my phone in the toilet."
That's bad.
Before or after?
Oh, that. Well, does it make much of a difference?
I'm going to say, yeah, it does.
Yeah, because that thing's a goner if there's
no, it's not.
Some business done.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Are you going to? I
would get it out of there. Dude, they're so expensive now. You have to just go in there. Go for it.
Would you go in there right now? Right, hand it.
I don't know if I go hand or if I did.
Well, my youngest,
scoop.
About 6 years ago, dropped my phone in the toilet after.
After uno or dose?
Dose.
Oh, man.
So get you some of that.
That's what I'm talking about. Would you just reach your hand in there and scoop?
I think I'd get some, like a cup.
That's not going to work.
Or a scoop.
Okay, you just have a phone scoop.
You know what? We should have that next to our plunger, a phone scoop, just in case.
You should go on Shark Tank.
That's it. Take that to Shark Tank. Be a millionaire.
What was she doing?
She said there was nothing in there. She said it was a clean bowl.
Well, then why didn't she go right in for it?
She did.
Oh, she did.
So she dropped it in there, and like 2 seconds afterward, she said she pulled it out. I don't know how it's still working because she's still texting me about it right now.
Can we call her?
No, she's left her phone in her apartment now. So I'm going to have to go out there and, you know, back it up and all that stuff. I'm hoping it just doesn't fry out.
I hope so, too.
But in this 21st century we live in now, she's not going to have her phone all day.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't know how she's going to make it.
I don't know either. But if you think your day has started off poorly, it hasn't started off as poorly as Rachel's probably, right?
Because you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song, just to turn it around.
She's having a bad day.
She is having a bad day.
You go for a ride. You have a bad day. You see what you like. And how does
David, you got to come in and rescue her today.
That's my plan.
You do something good.
I'm going to do it.
Hey, speaking of bad days, I got one more bad day. And these guys are going to be at the barbecue festival. Hey, Rachel. We see you. Leave your phone away from the toilet, Rachel. Duels at the Downtown Jonesboro Barbecue Festival, Friday, September the 28th. It's going to be awesome, y'all.
Yeah.
Rachel, we hope your day gets better. Send her a nice, sweet little message.
Rachel, I will take care of your toilet phone. I love you.
So you're going to buy her a new one?
A 10.
Do you see
that's nice of you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Tomorrow morning, right around this time, the three of us, myself, Kelly, David the Barrel Boy, we will be in Hoxie at Hoxie High School for the K Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glen Sane Motors tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Out of all the schools that were up for 0 week games, the first one that we could go to, the smallest school of the bunch had the most school spirit.
Landslide, yeah.
So Hoxie tomorrow morning live on K Fine. I have one question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes, sir.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday. It's August 23rd of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Angela Culfer of Jonesboro celebrating today. We have Loretta Smith from Wynn having a birthday. Catherine Garland of Jonesboro. Rebecca Kent from Jonesboro celebrates. Donna Renfro, also from Jonesboro, has a birthday. Melanie Walls, happy birthday. Chuck Hampton of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today, so happy birthday. Emily Blaylock of Jonesboro, 19. We have Braylee Hampton, Sweet 16 at Manila High School. Sam Marlin of Jonesboro is turning 6. Maggie Wright, 17 in Harrisburg. Austin Hollingsworth of Paragould is turning 17 today as well. And if you have a birthday, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Lil Yachty, 21 years old today.
Who?
Lil Yachty. He's the guy in the Sprite commercial. Do you remember that?
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty. The Sprite commercial where he's in the big ice cave, similar to what Luke Skywalker was trapped in The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
But he's playing a piano singing about Sprite.
Hmm.
He has the red fun hair.
That guy.
I'll have to look that up.
Never heard of him.
That's the guy.
Happy birthday, though, Lil Yachty.
Yeah. Skylar Gordy, 32 years old today. Barry Gordy's grandson in Sky Blue and LMFAO.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
The song is so popular, David.
I'm sexy.
Dude, I remember when that song was huge.
It was really big.
It was like my freshman year of college. I remember one dude driving around on campus with his windows rolled down and that song blasting.
That was you, David.
That was not. Do you ever think, ever in a million years, I could do that?
You should go today and do that.
Yeah. Oh. No, that's even funnier if it's not cool anymore, but you think it's cool.
In the K-Fine truck.
Have some cheesy sunglasses on. What up, girl?
Sexy, yeah, I know it. Okay, that's what we're doing here as we go throughout the show.
Oh, perfect. Set myself up. Kobe Bryant turning 40 years old today. Ray Park is 44. Darth Maul and the Phantom Menace. Jay Moore is 48. That was Bob Sugar and Jerry Maguire. Shelley Long is 69. That was Diane Chambers on Cheers.
Yeah.
Barbara Eden is 87. Jeannie, I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, so were you more of an I Dream of Jeannie girl or Bewitched?
I Dream of Jeannie, yeah.
Me too, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally, I love that show.
Yeah.
Was it Major Nelson?
Major Nelson, yes.
And Mr. and Sergeant Healy. Is it Healy?
You know this more than me, but...
Because it was Larry Hagman who was J.R. Ewing, and it was Jeannie, and she was in the bottle, and it was a... Well, I'm forgetting.
Good job.
It was a great show, though. I loved it.
That's cool.
Thank you, David.
We talked about the Downtown Jonesboro Barbecue Fest a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
This guy played there a couple of years ago. His name is Rick Springfield, and he is 69 today.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Wake up!
Rick Springfield.
I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Happy birthday.
Where can I find a woman? Where can I find a woman like that?
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Rebecca Kent, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you know how, you know, you have a baby, and it feels like after you have babies that things just aren't the same.
Is that how you felt?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. You know, because it's stressful, and like you just need a break sometimes, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren were instantly parents to two kids last year, and they finally got their getaway without the kids. They went to Italy. And if you follow them on social media, you'll be looking at their pictures like, man, they've had a great time mm-hmm. just getting away and getting to be the lovebirds that they were before the babies. Those pictures, if you want to go check them out, they're up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com, but they're in Italy, they're on boats, they're out on the water.
It's so cool to watch their vacation, man.
Jealous.
I love it.
Yep.
They're, lovey-dovey and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. David's loving watching that stuff. So anyway, you can check it out on the blog right now. They are celebrating that big vacation.
Let's party like we on vacation.
I love watching that. That's what he just said.
Vacation.
Here, it's up right now on the BBITM blog.
All right, so this is a pretty cool video to me. So Old Dominion, they were doing a show. What is going on?
I don't know.
Okay, so Old Dominion was doing a show in 2010 before they really made it in country music. And it's kind of hard to watch because there's only two people that went to this entire show. They were in this bar that had a huge stage, all this kind of stuff. And there's only two people there. They were dancing, and he was saying they were so lucky to have them dancing out there. But here's what it sounded like back in the day.
Oh, that's
it. That's a
Okay, the idea that there's only two people dancing, that's awesome.
That is funny.
And just to think they've made it now, you know, that's so cool. And it's just like all that hard work and all those aspirations that came together. And then, you know, here they are now on the radio and they're playing so much great music. And a video, if you want to check it out, is up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
It reminds me of a lot of Derek King's wrestling matches where two people are there in the crowd.
It
does. It reminds me of that. What?
Shots fired.
No, I didn't mean to.
Okay, so a country star got arrested a couple of nights ago.
Oh, no. We don't want to talk about this.
Some people look down on me, but I don't give a rip. I stand barefooted in my own front yard with a baby on my hip because I'm a redneck.
All right, so Gretchen Wilson was arrested Tuesday after a minor disturbance on a flight. So reports say she was charged with breach of peace after the police responded. So here's the deal. There was an incident over the use of an airplane bathroom. Apparently she needed to go. Another passenger needed to go. And they both had to go. And she beat her to it. The other girl did.
Right.
So this led to some words and some shoving. And then through the rest of the flight, there was glares and little things said.
Really?
So even the flight attendant said they warned Gretchen to stop. So she was placed under arrest and booked with her bail set at $1,000. Wow. And she is set to appear in court on Wednesday.
That is not a good story.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go, but man, and I'm telling you, whoever's mean mugging Gretchen Wilson, you're brave, because I'm scared of her. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of interesting because we talked about Barbara Eden. She was Jeannie on the TV show I Dream of Jeannie,
mm-hmm.
right? She has a birthday today. So there was a time where I Dream of Jeannie was very much controversial because mm-hmm. her belly button. Like, the outfit that she wore, was she able to show it, or did they have to hide it? Because, I mean, at one point, you couldn't show belly button.
Right.
Yeah.
And then David walks into the room this morning in a shirt that is so short, I just saw his belly button.
I thought maybe he had gotten one of your sons or something.
No, this is my shirt. And is it too short?
Maybe your torso's growing.
I don't think I'm growing.
Have you been watering your torso?
That's a dumb question. No.
Well, then your shirt is way too short.
It might be too short. I put it on and was unsure, and now you're just confirming that my shirt is too short.
When you raise your arms, you're not supposed to see
your belly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we see it.
Gosh. You can see my six pack.
I see.
That's a joke.
We should get, let's get a video together, and we'll let people see if they think that shirt's a little bit too short.
And be honest.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I've seen more of David today because his belly button is showing. He is the modern day I Dream of Jeannie.
I was thinking Shania Twain.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that she had the trail that you're trying to display.
You made me sound disgusting.
You're the one showing it off. So we've just now got the video. We'll post it here momentarily. Is David's shirt too short? Because, man, there's nothing worse than having an outfit that you like and a shirt that you know at one point it fit great.
I know.
And then realizing it doesn't fit anymore and you try to figure it out.
Or like you buy it at the store, it fits great, and then you go wash it and it's all shrunk up. Ugh. I think that's what happened here.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those modern day dilemmas.
Speaking of a modern day dilemma, I had one the other day when I went to go eat with Rachel.
So what happened? Was she showing her belly?
She wasn't showing her belly.
Dang it.
No. No, so we went to go eat, and at this restaurant, they have these booths that are kind of U-shaped, right?
What
so
it's were not they again?
U-shaped or
no,
C-shaped.
No, before that.
Booths. What?
Booths.
Well, I have to be careful how I say booth. I don't want to say anything else.
Booth. Booths. Yo, Adrian. Let's go sit in the booth.
Let's go sit in the booth. anyway, it was a U-shaped booth or a C-shaped booth or however you want to call it, but it was a little bit large for just two people.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, so I was thinking we're going to sit at a table. No, they put us in a booth. So
booth.
I didn't know where to sit.
So, like, do you sit right next to her or did you sit across from her?
Well, at first we sat across from each other, but we were too far apart. And so I was like, I don't like the way this is going.
If you scooted in and sat awkwardly next to each other, I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Brandon, when people love each other, they sit next to each other.
That's too close. It's like people who sit on the same side of the table. That's weird to me.
Or in a truck where it used to have like the one seat and they would sit right next to each other.
Well, man, I get if you love somebody. And I love my wife, but we ain't sitting side by side when nobody else is across from us. And we're not going to sit side by side in a U-shaped booth.
So what did y'all do?
We sat by side in the U-shaped booth.
So there's all this extra space there. I think you need to monopolize the space. That way people don't feel like you're wasting the booth.
Did the waiter ask if anyone else was going to be there?
No. I mean, it was just us. But we saw another couple doing the same thing. We saw someone across from us sitting on the same side of the table. And we thought, hey, we can sit right next to each other. But the whole time it felt so weird. Because we had to turn each other's heads to look at one another.
And that's why it's not cool. And like, there's something about being so close to each other when somebody's eating that's gross to me anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need you that close. Be at least arm distance away.
Well, I mean, you can't really see him eat. So in that regard, it actually makes it a little bit better.
But you also don't have eye contact when you're speaking unless you awkwardly stare at each other.
And that's what we kind of had to
as
do.
As you're chewing.
This is weird.
Well, that's what we did.
Scoot as close to Kelly as you were to Rachel. I just want to see it.
Mm. Okay.
That's weird, man.
So, like, you're eating, but your elbows are also, like, hitting each other.
But there's plenty of room. Like, that's what doesn't make sense. Like, if you know, me and Leslie were on the other side of the table and you guys had to sit together, that's one thing.
But we had plenty of room, and I was even able to dip my sandwich into her little sauce thing, so it worked out great. Mm-mm. What?
So you would take a bite and then dip it where she was dipping her food.
Mm-mm.
Maybe.
This is oh, that's gross.
I'm surprised they didn't kick them out.
We weren't being rude or gross. That was just being me.
No. Oh, that's gross.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David the Barrel Boy's shirt is a tad bit short, in my opinion. Kelly, would you say it's too short?
It's a little short.
Would you say that if he were to go to a school today, that he would be sent home?
Probably, yeah.
Sent home? Are you being serious?
Because every time he would raise his hand to answer a question, the teacher would see that, and it would be a little, you know, it might make her queasy.
I don't think that's it at all.
Queasy. Wasn't that George's wife on the Jeffersons?
Yes. Or maybe it was Wheezy. You have the most dad jokes I've ever known.
George and Queasy. Anyway, so Rodney Poff joins us in the studio this morning from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. Rodney, if we sent you a photo of David in that shirt waving at people, but you could see his belly, would you print that in Occasions Magazine?
I'm just stretching.
He's printed worse.
But we printed him without a shirt on, hadn't we, in the barrel?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, Brandon's the one who sends it, but Rodney's the one who has to approve it. No. You must really like my picture, man.
Two thumbs up is what he always says for the ads we send him.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's, yeah, two thumbs.
So Rodney comes in. We talk about the events happening across K-Fine country with the Jonesboro.com event roster. And there's actually a couple of things that are happening tonight. We're kind of gearing up for A-State football season. It's going to be painting the town red pretty quick. And tonight's the big Touchdown Club Banquet.
That's right. Tonight is the Red Wolves Foundation annual Touchdown Club Banquet. It's going to be at 5:30 at First National Bank Arena. The entire 2018 A-State football team will be in attendance and participate in an autograph and photo opportunity with fans. There will also be a meet and greet with A-State head coach Blake Anderson. A live auction will also take place. Individual tickets are $75 each, and you can buy tables for $500 and $750. I think it's 8 and 10 top.
Right.
And then also members of the A-State football team will be placed at various tables based on availability. So that's
kind of cool.
You can call 972-2781 for information on that.
So speaking of, we're getting ready for A-State football, and I know the downtown area and the Downtown Jonesboro Association are ready to welcome the football players and the fans.
That's right. And you can actually go to both of these things. You can go to the Red Wolf Touchdown Club Banquet.
Yep.
Leave there because it's from 7:30 until 11 o'clock tonight. They're going to close down Main Street.
That's awesome. Doesn't happen very much either.
No. So. This is part of the Welcome A-State Week. So, A-State students. Downtown Jonesboro on Main Street, we'll be closed tonight, 7:30 to 11. Downtown restaurants will be offering specials and outside live music. Some of the performers, Delaney Taylor, Tiny Towns, Eli Adams, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that is fun. So that's after the Touchdown Club Banquet tonight. Coming up on Saturday, we talked to Kim Provost about this yesterday morning. NEA Baptist is doing their 5K Hope Run coming up on Saturday morning.
That's right. It's going to be at 909 Enterprise Drive. That's off Windover, like across from Parkey and Davis.
Yep.
8 o'clock is when it starts. All proceeds will benefit Hope Circle, a program of the NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation. You can call 336-1530 for more information.
All right, find out more about all the events when you log on to jonesboro.com, and also check out the latest issue of Occasions Magazine for more info on those events. And of course, there's live music. Attention members and guests, let's kick it off with the Brick House. Tonight is Steak Night and Karaoke. Tomorrow, Eric Edwards and Sandra Deeds. And on Saturday, DJ Ice Tray at the Brick House.
And J-Town's Grill has music that starts tomorrow with Walter Stewart and Eric Bufford. Or is it Buford?
Buford, that's all.
Well, there's two F's instead of just one. It threw me off. On Saturday, they also have music with the Terrence and Phil show.
Skinny J's tonight. We'll have Roger and Don.
501 Steakhouse. Friday, Delaney Taylor. And Saturday, Tony Spinner.
Sully's on Caraway Road has Whiskey River tonight and then karaoke tomorrow night.
Upper Crust on Shelby Drive on Saturday, CC Ryder.
Eleanor's Pizza tonight and every Thursday night, Dylan Kate. And then Saturday, they will have Vicky and Sonny.
Omar's Uptown, Friday, Carrie Lee, and Saturday, Brian Nobles.
All right, the Recovery Room coming up tomorrow night has Colin Kidd playing acoustic guitar, and on Saturday night, Andrew Raffle playing acoustic guitar.
And Doe's Eat Place has music on Friday with John Jones, and on Saturday, the Eric Edwards Trio.
Find out more about the events and the music when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website. You can also check out the most recent issue of Occasions Magazine there as well. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every Jonesboro.com event roster,
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, David, have you posted the video yet of your belly?
It's not of my belly. It's of my shirt, okay?
I posted.
Whoa, Kelly's breaking stuff. Oh.
My microphone just fell into my lap. I'll just hold it.
What is happening? Can somebody just explain to me what is happening?
Okay, this is... I have to post this too.
Okay.
This is just too good.
Well, the engineers are coming today, and now we know that Kelly has broken equipment.
Yeah, well, okay. Sorry.
Anyway, so David's got this deal where he's wearing a shirt that's way too short. You can actually find the post. It's pretty funny to look
it's
at.
It's an extra small.
You can see his belly button.
It's not an extra small, okay?
I didn't realize guys were getting as many belly button piercings as they are now.
Yeah, when did you get that?
It looks really good on you.
I didn't get a belly button piercing, okay? That's weird. No, my shirt's a little bit too short maybe, and the video's up, and people are saying, yeah, it is too short. But if you want to see it, it's up on my Instagram and my Twitter and my Facebook.
Well, because it's kind of like, again, when you go to school and like... Is it the shorts on a girl where they have to put their arms down and if it's their fingertips? And
yeah.
There needs to be rules like that around the office, probably what's inappropriate.
I'm going
to
go talk to our GM today and just see if we can update, make sure.
Okay. So tell me here, where should it be? Like if I put my shirt down like this and I put my hands down, should it be at the wrist area? Because that looks about right.
Well, raise your hands up. See, yours is still okay.
And you can't see my zipper, the top of my zipper. Okay. So David, I want you to put your arms down.
Okay.
Okay, see where his wrists are?
Oh, my gosh. It's not even close.
He's got like really long arms, though. You've got like a wingspan of a condor. I don't know what that is.
She said you have like penguin arms.
Thank you very much.
I didn't say that.
That's what I heard.
Stop it.
What?
All right.
No. So pterodactyl.
Stand up. I want to see where yours comes down to, because this might be a good rule for everybody. Take your shirt down. So it's basically at your wrist.
It is.
So mine's at my wrist. Yeah. David's is at his elbow, essentially, almost his elbow.
I can't even argue sternum. That.
So yes, if I can see the top of your zipper underneath your shirt, that's probably too much.
You can even see my pockets, too.
And can you see my pockets?
Maybe you should tuck it in a little bit how girls do. You know how they just tuck it, how we tuck it in? Like
tuck it
a little
in the front,
bit?
Like that?
That looks good.
Do I need to tuck it into the underwear?
Just tuck your whole shirt
here.
In.
Let me tuck it into my underwear.
I don't want you, please don't do that, because I'm afraid that I might...
Oh, is that inappropriate?
I'm afraid that... You just don't know what might happen.
Right.
That's weird.
Anyway, so you can check out David's stuff on social media. Also on social media, I've been trying to follow this hurricane story, Hurricane Lane, I guess, that's headed toward Hawaii. And the reason that we're really following it even more closely is because we have some friends in Hawaii who are on the island, who have opened up an Ultimate Air Maui, and they're right there in the path of this hurricane. It's the Cobble family who are from right here in this area, from the Wynn area, and then have businesses in the Jonesboro area.
And I actually talked to her last night on the phone, and they're 5 hours behind us.
Right.
And so they were getting ready to, they were boarding up windows. All the neighbors were boarding up windows, like with plywood. They're having to, just in case the electricity goes out, which it's probable, and all the water, they're having to fill their bathtubs with water and get buckets of water because if they have to go to the bathroom, you know, it's not going to flush, and that could happen for days and days. So they figured out, one of the neighbors that has been there for years told them, hey, if you're going to have to go to the bathroom, you can dump this water in the toilet. The toilet will flush when you put that water in there. It just won't, collect water. So they're having to do food and all kinds of stuff to get prepared.
But it's even different. Like around here, we kind of prepare for ice or maybe, hey, we know that there's going to be a severe storm coming through. But it's so different when you know it's a hurricane, because it could last for a long time and it could impact you for a long time.
Yeah.
And then when you're on an island, it's not like it's real easy for other people to get there to help.
And they're 7 minutes from the beach. Like it's a 7 minute walk. So they're right there by the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
And schools have already shut down. Like school shut down yesterday to get prepared and all that kind of stuff. So when I talked to her yesterday, they were starting to see the clouds come. So they're like having to hunker down like right now.
So thoughts to the Cobble family and anybody who has family and friends over in the Hawaii area. We're going to watch that storm again. It's a major news story that you can follow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David's getting responses on social media about his shirt. If you haven't checked it out, David on KFIN, Instagram and Twitter. I believe Kelly has it up as well.
Kelly on KFIN.
Mine's Brandon on KFIN. So far, David, what are you hearing about your shirt?
Well, a lot of people are saying it might be a little bit too short, but I just got a great piece of advice from Amber Slagley, who said, raise your arms, touch your toes. If anything shows, go change your clothes.
Ooh, I like it.
That's She's a perfect a poet. Rhyme.
There you go. It's time to go change, David. David, we can see.
He doesn't have anything
it's
else.
Short.
Kelly, give him your shirt.
What?
Let's
no.
just
trade
shirts. That's perfect. That works.
He's bigger than he is.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Well, got your gossip on Ben Affleck, who has had to check himself into rehab which I think is good news when you know that somebody needs that help. Now, here's the interesting part of the story, though. Ben Affleck had been dating a girl from SNL for a while. Evidently, that breakup just happened. He started dating a playmate, and there was a delivery. I don't know if you guys saw this photo of somebody delivering a lot of alcohol to Ben Affleck outside of his house. So evidently, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Ben Affleck's estranged wife, Jennifer Garner, goes over and basically has a sit-down intervention powwow with Ben Affleck and convinces him that maybe it's time to go back and seek some treatment.
Wow.
So he went last night and checked himself into a long-term rehab facility. So good news there for the future health of Ben Affleck.
Got you gossip on Pink. So during a show in Australia, she stopped singing in the middle of the set after she read a sign held by this young girl. And the sign said, "My name is Leah. I'm 14 years old. I lost my beautiful mom last month. I would love a hug." So after reading the sign aloud to the crowd, she immediately went down and got to her, told her not to cry, told her how pretty she was, told her everything was going to be okay. She gave her, they actually took selfies, and Leah, and then she autographed her arm. So I thought that was cute. Apparently, just months before the concert, Leah and her late mother, Debbie, who died in June, had gotten tickets to attend the show. Mm-hmm. So really sweet story with Pink.
Yeah, it is sweet.
Well, we got your gossip on The Big Bang Theory, and all good things have to come to an end because May 2019 will be the final show of The Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
They did 279 episodes once they include this final upcoming 12th season. Started in 2007, has received 52 Emmy nominations, won 10 of those,
wow.
And for 12 years, it's been one of the biggest shows on television, wins the ratings almost every single week that it's out, but... they're going to finish it up, and that season starts in September 24th. So in just a couple of months, as we get ready for the final season of The Big Bang Theory.
There you go. A couple months away.
That's it.
Yeah. What month is it?
Next month. They're wrapping it up in next year.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What's up? You look like you're concerned.
Can I play all the voicemail I got? Because I am concerned.
You want to play a voicemail live on the radio?
Yeah, I want to play a voicemail. You ready? Here, okay. I'm just going to hit play. It's on speaker.
All right.
Dear AT&T Wireless customer, your account has been suspended for verification. To reactivate your account, press 1.
Oh, hit 1, David. Hit 1.
I can't hit 1 on a voicemail.
Hit 1. Hit 1.
There's so many things that doesn't make sense with this. Number 1, I'm not an AT&T customer.
Don't!
Number 2, how can I press 1? And number 3, if my account's been deactivated or suspended, how are they calling me?
Oh, it's a scam.
But there's people who fall for it every day.
I know.
I don't get that either.
This one's going around because I got this call and Leslie got this call about 2 weeks ago.
That doesn't make sense.
And I got all concerned about it. I went and checked my bill and then it kind of registered. Wait a minute. They called me.
Yeah. You fell for it. You went and checked your bill.
Have you ever got the one where they basically tell you that you risk incarceration if you don't call back?
No.
Because I got that one. This is so from this, and there's fraud going on, voter fraud or something like that. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm about to go to jail. And then you realize it's a scam because then you call them, and they need your credit card number to pay to make it go away.
Or your car insurance has been suspended or something like that, or we're calling you about your car insurance expiring. And you're like, oh, car insurance, I need that.
And we freak out.
Yeah.
Got to be careful with stuff like that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you know what it's like when you get a new animal and you don't want to leave the animal?
Yeah.
Because you're potty training and making sure that they can do all that kind of stuff, right?
And you know how much you love, especially if it's a puppy, like a brand new puppy.
Oh.
Because they sleep through the first night, then you want to be with them all the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just happens like that. And you rush home from lunch or for lunch and you can't wait to get home after work and all that stuff. Well, there's a company that's actually offering what they're calling... fraternity leave.
I was
fraternity leave.
I was in one of those.
You weren't in a fraternity.
F-U-R.
So dumb. But this deal is saying that a company realizes when you get a new pet, it's kind of a big deal, and they're giving you a week off to work with the pet, to train the pet, to spend time with the pet.
Wow.
What if you just abuse that and you keep like adopting pets? You can get like a solid month off work.
Well, I guess there's probably a limit on how much fraternity leave you can get. But I'm sitting over here jealous because like we barely get 2 weeks of vacation and we really aren't supposed to take.
A hamster has fur. You think you'd get like time off for your hamster?
Fraternity leave right there.
Yes.
A gerbil.
Fraternity leave.
A rat.
Fraternity leave.
An lizard. Iguana.
No fraternity leave.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David appears to be a tad bit voyeuristic because he's all excited about these new photos of Thomas Rhett. And these aren't just any photos. These are of Thomas and his wife Lauren on vacation. So evidently, they've gone to Italy with no kids, like the first big vacation without the children, and they're posting tons of romantic photos, and David loves them.
I love these pictures. They're so fun. They're in Italy. I mean, come on.
You can check them out right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
You know, guys, it's sometimes hard to believe that some country stars weren't born as country stars. Garth Brooks was not born as country music star Garth Brooks.
Right.
He was just Garth Brooks. Yeah. And everybody has those humble beginnings, including Old Dominion. And they showed us one of their humble beginnings back in 2010 when they had a full venue that they were supposed to, you know, perform in front of hundreds of people.
Right.
Ended up being two.
Two.
Aww.
Two people.
One, two.
One, two. And they were dancing. It was nobody there except for the band, Old Dominion, and two people. But here's what it sounded like from 2010.
They're a cover band. Who are they covering, Kelly?
Oh, Garth Brooks.
David sang the song. That's pretty neat stuff right there.
Yeah, and the video itself, if you want to check it out, is up on the BBITM blog as well at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So, a certain country star got arrested a couple of nights ago. Gretchen Wilson was arrested Tuesday after a minor disturbance on a flight. Now, reports are saying she was charged with breach of peace. But get this. They say the incident was over the use of an airplane bathroom. She needed to use the bathroom. Another girl needed to use the bathroom. The other girl beat her. There were some choice words. There was some shoving that went on. And then there was continuing glares back and forth between the women. Even the flight attendants told them to cool it.
Oh, my goodness.
So apparently she was placed under arrest and booked with her bail set at $1,000. Wow. And she is set to appear in court on Wednesday.
It's Gretchen Wilson, y'all.
Some people look down on me. Look out. But I don't give a rip. I stand barefooted in my own front yard with a baby on my hip. Because I'm a redneck woman.
I would not pick a fight with Gretchen Wilson.
No.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, tomorrow morning we're going to be live in Hoxie, the K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glen Sane Motors. We're excited to go to Hoxie tomorrow. And we're looking for food after we leave. So, like, you know, we're going to the school. We're going to hopefully have great stuff at the school. And then when we leave there, we have some time.
Yeah.
So if you want to feed us in Hoxie or tell us where to go eat. We've been doing this in places. We've been to restaurants, the Italian restaurant in Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. We went to a little diner in Marmaduke. So we're looking for those kind of places that we can enjoy someplace in Hoxie tomorrow. You can always reach out to us on social media.
Yeah.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have more NFL preseason football action.
Who's playing tonight, David?
Okay, so we have the first overall pick with Baker Mayfield, your reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and the Cleveland Browns hosting the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Lots of drama.
Let me remind you that David did say if the Cleveland Browns won more than four games, he was going to shave his head.
So if they win five or more,
you're shaving your head.
Shaving my head.
Preseason counts because we didn't
clarify. Preseason does not count.
David,
preseason does not count.
It counts.
That does not.
It counts.
We clarified it yesterday.
You can't change the game.
At the end of the day, preseason does not count.
It counts
like
in our
preseason
game.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, David.
Stop.
Shut up.
Shut up. Anyway, that's on at 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network. You also have... You ready for it?
What?
The Gong Show.
He loves it.
7 o'clock on ABC. And The Gong Show will feature Rob Riggle, Ed Helms, Regina Hall. And I love this. Guys, this is what I'm going to be watching tonight.
What?
The two-hour second season premiere of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
7 o'clock on MTV.
I'm actually breaking my TV when I get home.
Getting the sledgehammer and going, bam.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.